Good morning and welcome to Inside Redeemer with Jerry Wilbanks. Today is Sunday, March 2nd, 2014. Our Sunday worship service is being broadcast from inside the Redeemer Lutheran Church located at 5700 Lawndale Street in Houston, Texas. The Reverend Grant Housewright will deliver the Holy Gospel for today, and Lector Mimi Chance will read today's scripture readings. The music is provided by Choir Director Nancy Housewright and Episcopal Choir Director Pat Farah. Our Sunday morning worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. On our Sunday morning broadcast, we always like to acknowledge our Redeemer family shut-ins and give a big old shout-out to let you know that we're thinking about you and we have you in our hearts and in our minds. Our love goes out to each and every one of you. Our hellos go out to Mary Margaret Rurick, Ruvella Eckelman, Ida Thowens, Laura Thack, Murray Piercy, Phyllis Edelman, Marion Cook, Gladys Fritch, Victoria Carr, and the Reverend William Putman. We love you all, and God bless you all.
It's good to see everybody today. I'm really, really glad you're here. This is a fantastic day. We are celebrating not just the Transfiguration, the bridge from Epiphany into the beginning of Lent, which is this coming Wednesday, but we're also celebrating 4 years together with our Episcopal brothers and sisters and Lutheran brothers and sisters, and I think that's just applaud worthy. Woo-hoo. I would like to make a few extra announcements, please. The announcements, there will be announcements that I will not mention because everything is in the bulletin. And please read that bulletin carefully. But I want to make sure that all of us today, obviously, are welcome to celebrate our God, and everyone is invited to the altar rail. We do not build fences around the altar. Everyone is invited to the sacrament of Holy Communion. In our prayers, especially this week, we want to remember the daughters of Iris and Luis Cruz. Luis Jr. and Alexandra and Michelle were in a car accident this past week, right over there on Wayside and Lawndale. They are okay. Everybody was released within a couple of hours at the hospital, and they are fine. We want to remember also our great friend Charles Vogt, who fell last week and had a hip replacement in his left hip at Memorial Hermann in Memorial City. And that took place on Tuesday. And he was seen yesterday by a couple of us. And he's recovering in a reasonable fashion. So we're pretty happy about that, obviously. We also want to remember prayers for the Saldivar family. As many of you have probably already heard that our great friend Joe Salvador in this church has a nephew, daughter of his son of his sister Connie, whose name was Antonio, and by marriage it was Antonio Metro of the Salvador family. And he'd been missing, 17 years old, missing since February 14th, Valentine's Day, on his way to giving his girlfriend a couple of gifts, which were found in the empty car. And you've probably seen it on the news that he was found, his body was found in the ship channel. And I talked to his Uncle Joe this morning, and there are no exact arrangements yet made for funeral services. I want to thank everyone for yesterday's work in the spaghetti dinner. It was fantastic, had a wonderful time, and I think there's an announcement to be made regarding donations that were made. Does anyone? We received 100 and, did I hear you say 102 people? 102 adults and 4 children, and brought in was $1,700 from what I remember. So it's pretty great, yeah. Now that you have digested your spaghetti, which, by the way, was fantastic, and since you've digested that, now today you're ready for pancakes. And there'll be pancakes served following worship today. So let's go in there and have some pancakes. Now, choir members, the Lutheran choir members, have to remember that when you're finished with the pancakes, you're not finished. We have choir rehearsal following that. So scarf those. No, have your pancakes. And this coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. We have two worship services, noon and 7. And both services will be the imposition of ashes and the sacrament of Holy Communion. And Father Israel will be with us for both services. I'm so happy about that. So he will be, he and I will be together in that, and everyone is invited. Noon and 7 is an insert in your bulletin regarding Restored is the name of the theme this time, and Wednesdays all the way until through Holy Week, not all the way until Wednesday before Palm Sunday, is a series of Restored, and those are listed on that little bookmark insert. Any other announcements? Yes, Patty.
If you would like to buy a lily for the altar for Easter Sunday, we will have sign-up sheets and envelopes available next Sunday.
Thank you. Mrs. Taylor, you have an announcement.
Both congregations are signed up with Life Touch Photography to take photos for a new directory for each of us. We need to keep the congregations separate as far as their records and their picture taking go. So at present, Lutheran will sign up for Tuesday, March 25th and Wednesday, March 26th between 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 9 o'clock at night. Episcopal will sign up for Thursday, and we really need to get this moving along and get our times chosen quickly because we don't have too much time. They have a special that if you bring food pantry items on the day you have your picture taken, they give you a $5 coupon to use if you decide to purchase those pictures for yourself. To be in the directory is free, but you can purchase the pictures separately for your family or for yourself. Just be sure and sign up if you can today, and that'll move us along. Our day is the 27th, Thursday, and all the way till 9 in the evening. So that should accommodate everybody. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Any other announcements? Yes, Mimi.
We still have envelopes back here in the back.
Holly Hall
it's
fundraiser.
The Holly Hall fundraiser. Okay. Will end March the 31st.
Okay. Thank you. If there are no other announcements, then we're going to begin our time together with a few moments for silence and meditation for God, our Creator, in each of us in our own way. All the hymns are printed in your bulletin except the closing hymn, which is on the board there. So let's stand and sing our first hymn, please. Thank you. can you people sing? Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Let us come into the light of Christ, confessing our need for God's mercy, and let us observe a few moments of silence, and please kneel or sit for the confession. Holy and faithful God, we so often choose our way instead of yours. We think we can evade your commandments. We have spoken in ways that kill, strayed with our hearts, betrayed friends, and hated enemies. We have broken our promises. Search us deeply and create us anew. Lift the heavy burden of our sin and free us to follow your way of life. Amen. Call upon me, says the Lord, and I will answer. Our God has come among us to loose every bond and set us free from all that weighs us down. Receive the forgiveness of all your sins in the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior. Amen. Please stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Top of page 7, let's please together pray the prayer of the day. O God, in the transfiguration of your Son, you confirm the mysteries of the faith by the witness of Moses and Elijah. And in the voice from the bright cloud declaring, Jesus, your beloved Son, you foreshadowed our adoption as your children. Make us heirs with Christ of your glory, and bring us to enjoy its fullness through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I think I saw some children come in, so they are excused for Sunday school.
Our first reading is from Exodus 24, 12 through 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. To the elders he had said, "Wait here for us until we come to you again, for Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered for 6 days. On the seventh day he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Here is our first lesson. If you'll turn to page 7, we'll read responsibly from Psalm 99. The Lord reigns. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Great is the Lord in Zion. Let them praise your great and awesome name. The King is mighty. He loves justice. In Jacob you have done. Exalt the Lord our God. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. And he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. Lord our God, you were to Israel a forgiving God. Exalt the Lord our God. Reading is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. We did not follow cleverly devised myths when we had made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You would do well to be attentive to this, as to the lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand the prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women spoke from God. Please rise for the Alleluia.
Singing now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. joy with music ringing, ever singing the whole praise. Alleluia, praise the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
praise the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. It songs that echo the joy we have this day. We'll celebrate the joy.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. The Holy Gospel for this day is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him, and Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my Son, the Beloved, listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Again, it's good to see everyone today. I'm so glad you're here. We're going to take a look, even though the gospel is the story of the transfiguration, we're going to tie it in with something Peter had to say in his second letter, and it's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, the top of the second column. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well for this. As a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Grace and peace be to you from God and the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Holy Spirit guide you on this wonderful day of celebration. Guide you on your path toward all purity. Amen. Well, I have it under authority, except for the fact that I don't know the source, but it seems to be authoritative, a conversation that twins, a sister and a brother, were having while still inside their mother's womb. The little sister said to the little brother, You know, I believe there is life after birth. And her brother protested, Oh, no, there can't be. No, this is all there is. It's all we got. It's dark and cozy in here. It's beautiful. We have everything we need to be nourished. We have to cling to the cord that feeds us. But the little girl insisted, There must be something more than this dark place. There must be something else where there is light and where there is freedom to move. She still couldn't convince her twin brother, though. And then after some silence, she said a little hesitatingly, I have something else to say. And I'm afraid you're not going to believe this, so I almost don't want to say it. And he said, No, come on. come out with it. I think, and you probably won't believe this, but I think there is a mother. And her little brother now became furious. A mother? A mother? What are you talking about? I have never seen a mother, and neither have you. Who put that idea into your head? As I told you, this place is all that we have. So we need to be content with this. The little sister finally said, don't you feel the pressure? Sometimes the pressure gets worse and worse and worse. It's really unpleasant. And sometimes it gets a little bit painful in here. Yes, he answered, but what's so special about that? Well, the sister said, I think this pressure is there to get us ready and to get us ready for another place, much more beautiful than this place, where we will see our mother face to face. Don't you think that's exciting? I wish I knew who wrote that. You know, in the story of these twins, the boy did not believe that there was anything beyond what he accepted right then and there, what he could see. Nothing to accept beyond touching and seeing. Well, his twin sister had this faith that there was something beyond that she beyond what you can see and which you can touch. The story reminds me of all of life. We are like that twin sister, and we say that we are only passing through, meaning that there is life somewhere beyond this, preparing us for something better, preparing us for eternal life. You know, we live in strange times, and I know that's just a doo-wah to all of us here. We live in strange times, and we live in horrible times of tragedies. We live in horrible times of appalling accidents and many people dying in horrible ways. And during times like this, I think we need more than ever to remember that our lives here on this earth are simply a journey or a pilgrimage. Maybe that's a better word, a pilgrimage to God. We have been God's sons and daughters since baptism. And like that little girl in the womb who could not see her mother, we too believe in something that we cannot see. And we believe that there is something in this life, and that there is something more beyond this life, that there is eternal life beyond this life, and there is much more to this life than you and I can hear and touch. Now on the mountain, in our gospel lesson for today, James and John saw that there was much more to Jesus than what had met the eye in the days before. And during that transfiguration, they got a glimpse, a wonderful glimpse of the future glory of Jesus' resurrection. Like them, you and I also receive glimpses today of the presence of God in our lives. We get a presence of God in the love that we receive from other people. We receive a glimpse of God when badly needed help comes to us, seemingly out of nowhere, as a surprise. When we look back over our lives and we think about all those things we couldn't understand in the past that now make sense. When we see someone making a sacrifice for the good of someone else. In the beauty of a fine day, sitting at the beach with coffee and shrimp is what we like to do. A nice day at the beach in a sunrise or a sunset. When a passage from the Bible suddenly strikes a chord with us. When we spend time in prayer and experience the loving presence of God in our lives. And we get more than just a glimpse of God when we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion. The Transfiguration, which is that bridge between Lent and between Epiphany and Lent, gives us a lot of encouragement. It helps us as we move into our Lenten penance to remind us of the glory of the risen God as we come to the end of Lent and celebrate the resurrection Jesus risen from the dead. When Jesus came down from the mountain, Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone about this transfiguration until the Son of Man had been raised from the dead. If I would have been one of those disciples, as we were walking down the mountain, Jesus grabs the cloak and the garment and says, "Don't you tell anyone about this." I'd be so glad, because they wouldn't believe it anyway. Of course, they did not know what he meant. Unknown to them, the glory of Jesus' transfiguration was preparing them to accept something that was going to take place, although they didn't know it at the time, and we on the other side of resurrection do come to terms with this, understanding that they were going to be out there witnessing not just to a death, but to a resurrection which was going to be for the rest of the world a scandal. The scandal of the cross, accepting that scandal. And they would understand this only afterwards by looking back. The good times take us through the bad times. So when our cross is heavy, you're in the person in this room that hasn't carried a heavy cross. Or we are tempted to despair about the meaning of life, and despair about instances and circumstances which seem to come our way, we ask God to help us to look beyond the pain of the present times. To look beyond that pain and remember those times when we have received the glimpse of God in our lives. Those times when God has sent us support. Those times when God has sent us consolations through someone or something else. We need to look beyond our pain of life and see the presence of God in our world, and see that God offers us something fantastic and something better than the pain that we so often regrettably experience. And this is the offer of real life, not life of this world, but real life in the divine sort of way, and makes that offer to each and every one of you this day. We need to look beyond the illusion of happiness and look square in the face of joy of God. Human happiness and divine joy, two separate things. Let us, as we live in a very dark world sometimes, keep the lamps of our hearts shining bright into the dawn of our own resurrection. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning until the light of day. As we read in our second lesson for today, with me, bear these hardships and keep your lamp burning, and rely on this lamp to keep joy and to keep joy flowing. You will do well to be attentive. I don't know. But as we read this and heard this, my mother's voice was really there. You will do well to be attentive to what I say today. And that went for just about everything. Keep your lamp shining in your dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. With faith, we can see what we cannot see with our eyes. The girl in the womb knew that there was something there that she could not see or touch. On the mountain, Peter and James and John looked beyond the appearance of Jesus and saw his future risen glory. So each day, as we come together, and each day as we support one another, in all things, we need to look beyond what is going on in this world and see that God really is with us, and see that God is really with the person sitting right next to you today, in front of you and behind you. And maybe that person needs to be reminded of it, that God is really here. And God has really left us. God has not left us on our own. And you can count on that. That is absolutely sure. You can feel the pressure of the good things to come. And now may the peace of God, which sometimes eludes our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds with the kind of faith that only Jesus can give, moving us from anxiety to rest. Amen. You can remain seated, and your next song is printed right there on page 8. At this time, we'll now reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, true God, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Guided by the light of Christ, who has been made known to the nations, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. God of glory and grace, you call us to wait upon your name. Give your church on earth the strength and patience to be the people you would have us be. Lord, in your mercy. You created mountains and hills, caverns and valleys. Help us to be good stewards of the heights and depths of your creation. Lord, in your mercy. Raise up leaders in this day with wisdom, like Moses, so that all will know your peace and justice. Lord, in your mercy. You provide us with mercy and love through your beloved Son. Shine the light of his love to heal the sick, feed the hungry, and comfort the grieving. Be with all who suffer. Hear our silent and verbal prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. You raise up your children and counsel us not to be afraid. Help this community of faith to be fearless in proclaiming the gospel. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Spirit, keep us in your care until you gather us with all the saints from every time and place in the company of our sovereign God. Lord, in your mercy. Radiant God, hear the prayers of your people for the sake of the one who has made his dwelling among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. This time we share the peace of the Lord with one another. With the congregation, please be seated. At this time, Evelyn Bird, has a few words she'd like to speak to us from her heart.
I'm a nervous wreck. I cannot believe this. I just feel like the Lord gave me something to share, and I just pray that he'll convey it in such a way that it touches each one of us, because it really did powerful things to me. You know, I'm using the Lutheran daily, day by day, or whatever it is, and last week I've been reading it, and it prepares you for the scriptures for today. And yesterday I kind of focused on it even more, and your sermon was so powerful. It was just so powerful. It just went all over me and straight through me. And it reminded me, you know, of our future hope that we do have. We all really do, because we're all going through. I mean, I don't know every one of you, but I know I am, and those that I know are going through amazingly difficult, unreasonable times in the world around us and where God has placed us. So Peter was so, in the scriptures, Peter was so profound on, because he saw, he testifies to us through scripture that he saw the living God on that mountain of transfiguration. And it empowered him to speak and to move forward with his life.
Tasted, and we have seen that the Lord is good. To be here, for we have tasted your glory in this holy meal. Continue your goodness as we go out from here. Open our eyes to see your face shining in every person, and send us to be your servants in every place, for you are the life and light of all, both now and forever. Amen. Verses 1, 3, and 5. Thank you. I'm so glad for today, and I'm glad the Lord just punched me a little bit ago to remind me, to let you folks also know that Clara Pecht spent a night in the hospital this past week. She hadn't felt good for 3 days, and she was sleepy all the time. And she called her friend Valley over, the one who brings her to worship. And as soon as Valley walked in the door, she smelled the gas. And so that's what was going on with Clara. And called the company out, took care of business. It's gas to the stove. Many people told Jack and Clara replace that stove 25 years ago. So I think the cakes came out like this, so it might have been a little bit of a clue. But kidding aside, she's fine. And she did come home from the hospital. The days escape me, so I'm not going to, just like sometimes names do, so I don't want to do that. But we want to remember Clara as well, and thank God that she's all right. May the God of glory dwell in you richly. Name you beloved, and shine brightly on your path. And the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Go in peace. Christ is with you.